You wrote about this last night. It's obviously it's a surprising incident. You know, we were trying to figure out for trivia's sake who the last Toronto athlete was that had a DUI. It feels like it's been a long time since we as a sports community did have we had Mark Bell, but John Ferguson Jr. had traded for him knowing he'd already been in this bad car accident, knowing he was going to get suspended by the league. So this is the first time in a long time, to my recollection.
Yeah, it's funny. I was having that exact same thought. I mean, you go through the major, you know, whatever number of athletes are, you know, on the job at any given time. I mean, the last that I remember, and maybe it's because I'm a little more Raptors-centric at times, was, I'm going to blank on it right now, but Charles Oakley and it wasn't Charles Oakley, I don't think. Anyway, it was a couple of Raptors guys were caught, and this is going back 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really recall any Leafs, and off the top of my head, not any Blue Jays either. So yeah, pretty remarkable in that sense that given the scrutiny a lot of these guys are under, that this is, I think that's one of the reasons this jumps out.
Outside, and again, I think Andrew and I said it earlier, not many are going to moralize about this, about something we've all made a mistake and probably have done. We'd think differently if this was a battery charge or if this was some kind of child pornography charge. Boy, would we weigh in then. How do you think it affects a team that had nothing but positivity around them, going to the playoffs, potentially a division winner, potentially a three seed? Does it have an impact?
I don't think it will. I really don't. I think knowing what I know of that organization and Masai Ujiri and Yoris Valanciunas and Dwayne Casey, they're going to handle it the right way. Nobody's going to try and duck it and minimize it. They will let the legal system run its course, and the detail on that is the impact the NBA or the team. They don't take any discipline issues in terms of suspensions or anything like that until there is a conviction or a plea. And the reality is that's not going to happen for months and months. There is a court appearance April 22nd in Collingwood. That'll be a formality. That'll be in the midst of the playoffs, but it'll just be a representative of Valanciunas appearing in court and requesting disclosure. And you know, then it gets adjourned for weeks and months. So the possibility of any of this directly impacting the playoffs in terms of a suspension is zero.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't think they're going to stand up and in fact, I know they're not going to stand up and go, well, you know, this is just boys being boys. It was a dumb thing. I think Valanciunas has already agreed or acknowledged that it was a dumb thing, but it doesn't make you a bad person. When I wrote about it today, I said, you know, welcome to your second chance. You know, I think we're mostly prepared in these cases to sort of go, everyone makes a mistake, and just because you're a high-profile professional athlete, yours gets trotted out and is in some ways permanent because of thanks to Google. It's the second one that really, begins to expose somebody's character.
So would you say the most likely scenario is Valanciunas serves that two-game suspension, basically the opening two games of next season? Is that more than likely?
It depends if he pleads out or not. If he goes to trial, it could be 2 years from now. These things can really drag, and chances are it's something, you know, if he doesn't get convicted, should he want to fight it, you know, maybe he never gets suspended. I don't know. But when you look at the recent cases in the NBA of coaches, Jason Kidd is the most high-profile one. Jason Richardson as a player, it's typically upon the conviction, upon the guilty plea, there's a two-game suspension that is tacked on.
The late Dr. Jerry Buss got suspended two games, so no one's going to skate from this, really, if Dr. Jerry Buss is getting a two-game suspension, right?
That's right. So, but again, it doesn't happen as far until there is a conviction. So that can take a long time if they choose to drag it out.
It's a good read on sportsnet.ca. DUI charge hurts Valanciunas, not Raptors. Also, Michael has a great piece on the Raptors and the Leaf. Can we call it Leaf envy? There's other kinds of envy, but is it Raptor envy for the Leafs or Leaf envy? Yeah, that's what it is. Raptor envy for the Leafs.
It's funny. We took that one down after Jonas got booked. But it's still somewhere on the website. Yeah,
I found it. I negotiated around it, so I have my ways.
But the context is this: if you're a Leafs fan, you know the Raptors are a team you can only dream of having to follow at the moment. In the sense of they're young, they're contractually unencumbered. They play a kind of a collective style, that tough collective style of basketball. And you look at what Tim Lewicki said. It's kind of amazing. It went a little under radar, but when Tim Lewicki was on George Strombolopoulos, a few days ago, and he said, if we can just get guys in the Leafs room to adopt the same kind of approach and intensity of Michael Bradley and Kyle Lowry, a basketball player and a soccer player, if we can get our hockey players to be that tough, we'll be fine.